Hey guys, this is Coach Schnepp from Blockout Volleyball Academy, and I'm sitting here one more time with Coach Ognjen Bulic.
Hello.
We're going to talk today about parent, kid, and coach triangle. So how those three work together and sometimes against each other. First of all, let's clarify here. In every sport, there is the relationship between parent and a child, child and a coach, coach and a parent. That forms a good triangle. Everything that is happening in that process of beginning to play, practicing, playing, should be between those three parties. However, the coach shouldn't ever cross the line of his responsibilities to the player, and parents should not be crossing the line of his responsibilities to the child and the coach. So there is a fine line between those two. Again, kid being the most important part. So we're going to go over a little bit about kind of responsibilities of each of the coach and then on the parent, and where and how the conflicts happen, and how that conflict actually puts athlete in a bad position to succeed. Some of the roles for the coach are, first and foremost, is to motivate athlete to be in a practice, to give their best at a practice, to perform at the best level that they can perform, to even show up to be an athlete, period. That goes for the people with less talent and more talent. If you have less talent, your motivation is low because you're not as talented, so you need to work harder to get there. If you have more talent, you feel like things are easy, so you're having lack of motivation because things are easy to me, I don't need to work as hard. Either way, you gotta keep that motivation high. Number two is mentorship, coaching responsibility. You gotta mentor those kids on and off the court. To the way they perform on the court is the way they're gonna perform in school, with their friends, with their parents, towards their equipment, as a citizen, about anything else they do in life. So often I find direct correlation between the way you perform in practice and in the game is the way you perform in everything else. It's rarely to see a bad student, a bad citizen, a rude kid that is absolutely outstanding in on the court. So it doesn't go hand in hand. Number three is to instruct the kid. And this is very important part, because all the coaches out there, you have to instruct properly, because you're making things tougher if we're not taking time to educate ourselves how to correctly teach those kids, because they're running into different coaching, and then the kids are being the one there, hey, how do I know what is correct, because I've been told this, this, and this, and they're three different things. Constructive criticism. This is really important part for the coaching, because athletes in general, they like a measurable feedback. What they need to fix, how they need to fix, or how they need to get to their goals. Instead of high-fiving, having good job on every rep that they do, good job, you're doing great. So there is a positive reinforcement and constructive criticism. You have to be honest with your athletes as the coaches to tell them, hey, this needs to improve, or this needs more work, this needs less work, this is how we get there. The kid who is able to take this constructive criticism and not get offended is the kid that is going to thrive. A lot of times we get kid that is being offended. You tell them, hey, your footwork is not very good. They go home and cry because their footwork is not good, but they're not doing nothing about to fix it. Okay. Honesty goes hand in hand with constructive criticism. Encouragement, this goes a long way. We must encourage our athletes to do their very best. Every rep, every time, we got to remind them of it. Encouragement when the things are not going well, when they're missing, might be a very important game, and guess what? They're having a bad serving day. They can't get a ball in. You gotta encourage. You can't beat them down. Like, beating the kids down is not gonna help them. Encouragement, encouragement, encouragement. And all the times, especially if things are not going well.
Kažem za trostrpenost, sandwich proceduru, da to treneri treba da imaju kod sebe. Znači, kad hoće da se ispravi tehnika, nekome prvo da se pohvali to kako radi,
yeah.
pa da uradi pa informacija, yeah. to jest pohvala, ispravka, pohvala. A moraš da namestiš to da...
So, there is three steps in encouragement. When you see the kid, first thing, when you see their skill or you're evaluating their skill, you would want to encourage it. You're going to say, hey, that's good. I like the way you do that. However, we can get more precise if we do such, such, and such. And then when you see even slight change that they heard you and they're trying to correct, you go again and you encourage the new. And so that process repeats. Encourage, instruct, encourage, instruct, encourage. And then that goes from the time they're a beginner until later in life that they're in Olympics. It still stays the same. And then very important for the coaches is to see the greater slash maximal potential in every athlete that walks in. So not just what it is, but what it can be with proper training, with the steps to get there. And that goes with more talented and less talented athletes, because you have to see past what it is and you have to work with what you got. These days, what I'm getting at is so-and-so is, you know, we're just not going to select her for the team, and just kind of coaches quitting on the kids. If the kid comes to you, your job is, remember, to encourage and then to see the potential and work with what you got so you can improve and you can reach the goal. Now, given that the athlete is the one needing to do the work, but then now we're going back to, it's again your job to motivate that athlete to do the work to get there. So it's kind of one thing goes with another. And last one, accountability. All those things fall under the water if there is no accountability. Accountability to be at a practice, accountability to work on your own, accountability to eat right, accountability to sleep good, accountability to, hey, everybody's calling you, hey, come to the pool with me. And you got to be the one when you're 13, say, I can't, I got to practice today. Because it's going to be easier thing to do. Well, coach, I'm not feeling well, I can't come to the practice, but yet you're at the pool. And players, if you're listening to this, please be mindful you're posting your pool pictures while you said you're not feeling good to practice. So we see all that. So we're not, you know, and we, as the coaches, we've been in those shoes. We know that not every day you're going to feel like coming in, practicing, giving your very best, but then it has the coach's responsibilities to keep the player accountable, to show up, and not just show up, but show up and perform every time. And every time you walk out of that gym, all right, you've got a little bit better. So next time you came in, you're a little bit better than last time. Next time you walk in, a little bit better than last time. Also keep in mind, when the athlete is just a beginner or at a low skill level, very few practices, you can see almost difference in performance every practice. But once when you get to the higher level, I'm talking top of the line, collegiate level, professional level, you got to train a lot to increase just a little bit. So the more you know, the more practice you need to get better at something. All right? Now we can go... I'm going to say another thing, and I'm seeing this a lot with younger kids. Why are we benching kids after they miss a serve, after they get aced, after they make a double? I'm learning as we are going through numerous athletes every day that they are terrified of making mistakes. So that has to come from somewhere too. And I feel like there is this tradition in coaching. You make mistake, you miss the serve, you're out. So now 7th grade tryouts for beginners were, hey, you need to get 10 out of 10 serves into the court, which is ridiculous. Olympic players miss serve. How about we get, hey, you give me your most 10 aggressive serves. Show me how aggressive can you swing. And I can see even if the player missed 10 serves, but it's aggressive, it's eager, it's listening, it's willing to fix. Versus the player who got 10 balls out of 10 into the court, but yet is uninterested to learn, thinks they're all dead because they got 10 out of 10. And I mean, it makes no sense. Then we get a kids that come to our practice and say, well, the coach got me out of the game, I missed the serve. Well, what is that? Like, coaches, if players are missing serves or making some repetitive mistakes, check your knowledge base, check yourself. How are you teaching that kid to serve good or better so they're not making mistake every time? What is your mental training for that kid? Maybe they're terrified of you watching them on that sideline, right? So let's check ourselves before we bench the kid, because keep in mind, at that young age, you do that, it's increasing their insecurities, and it's really hard to get it back. Encourage, encourage, encourage. If they make a mistake, first thing you tell them, it's all good, it's not end of the life, it's a game, all right? Tell them, maybe your toss was too high. Give a constructive criticism, tell them how to fix, talk to them. Communicate with your athletes instead of getting mad, benching them out, because that's not helping. I have this another thing that I say, coaches, please educate yourself. Always keep learning, keep learning, keep learning, because I'm witnessing people who have just done playing maybe high school. Suddenly they became a coach for the freshman team, and they think they're a coach. You're not a coach. You're in a role of the coach. Therefore, you have a responsibility to go observe actual coaches, learn. It's every sport is ever evolving in the speed, in a new technology. I mean, now you can even
a new passing in a new setting.
Yeah,
everyone is evolving.
Everything is evolving. So, coach, please get your egos down. All right. And instead, go educate yourself, and let's not get that out of our athletes. Seems like the less knowledge one have, the greater the ego is. Let the ego down once when you walk out in the into the practice. That goes really for any sport, not just the volleyball. Now we're heading to the very to the parents part, and. As much as parents can be helpful, they can be a crutch to their own child. The roles and responsibilities of the parents are very simple. It's encourage. Encourage, encourage, encourage. Be support and be positive. Period. Be positive. Bad game, good game. Bad practice, good practice. Don't be sitting on a couch telling your kid who is over there working hard that they're not doing well. Go out, do it yourself. Have you ever tried to do volleyball yourself? Have you been to the volleyball practice? We were just, Coach Bulic and I just came from recording videos, skill videos, for hour and a half. We're drenching in sweat. When I say we're tired, we are about to drop. Volleyball might seem easy, and it is not an easy sport. It requires a lot of mechanical work, a lot of thinking, a lot of quick movements. You can catch the ball. So please be positive. One thing that I've noticed as a coach, negativity that translates to your kids. So I will give example. For instance, I would get a phone call, and for 30 minutes, all I'm hearing is like, this is bad. The coaching is bad. The tournament is bad. The team is bad. It's bad. And then trust me, your kid is hearing bad, 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 bad. You go to the car, you talk about, man, did you see that coach? I'm not saying that every coach is perfect and that they make perfect decisions. I'm not saying that every team is perfect. But that's athletics, and you got to realize it's always going to be that. But what you can do is be like, when your kid gets in a car, it's like, good game. You can get better, get to work, right? That's your encouragement. Hey, how can I help you to get better? Okay, listen to your kids. Every athlete that is out there on the court, starting from age 8 to 88, every athlete, even if you're in a rec league, think about anything that you do. You know when you're doing good and when you're not doing good. Athletes are very, they have good intuition, so they understand if they had a bad practice or a bad game. They don't need coming into the car and getting a parent to tell them, hey, you suck today. They understand. Trust me, the athlete is their own judge. And most of the times, the athlete will think less of their performance other than more. Rarely you're going to see the athlete go, man, I crushed that game. I remember in my athlete days, even in my good games, I would go back to the stats. I was like, well, I still made the three doubles, or I don't know, I missed four serves. Like, we are very aware of our mistakes and where is the room for improvement. We don't need somebody that is not a coach to tell us on top what we need to improve. So try to be positive and encouraging. Coach, do you have anything to add on a parent's part?
No. You said it all.
I have another example. When you're bringing your athlete to the coach first time, and I'm talking, I keep repeating coach. Coach is somebody who has spent 6 to 10 years at least coaching, all right, playing, so they understand the skill, they understand the mentality, they understand the feeling, they understand the game. Coach is somebody who's breathes, lives, educates themselves, not somebody who got a side hustle in a club 2 hours a week for 3 months a year, and that's my side hustle because I get another $400 a month. Please, that is not a coach. And if you listen to their advice, that's good. Watch where you get. Well, will you get?
And the coach is one who know how to show to the kids how to play volleyball. That's all for me.
So, exactly. Again, if you can demonstrate, you don't understand it. You got to understand the skill in order to coach it. I want to keep this parents part a little bit longer. I get a lot of emails. Sometimes older kids, younger kids, and let me tell you, if I get an email that sounds like this, my kid is 11-year-old, they played rec league for past 2 years, they mastered all the skills but their serves. I mean, for me, it's, I don't even know where to start there. Do I start with the athlete or do I start with the parent? They didn't master anything and they got to work on everything for next 10, 15, 20 years, as long as you play. It's ever evolving. When I look at professional Olympic players, they're doing their ball control drills, the same drills that you're giving to beginner on their first practice. So I feel parents are expecting some complexity, where actually what their kids need most of the times, it's basic and simplicity, simplifying things, going back to basic, repetition, encouragement. That's where we are lacking here, not the complexity.
I must say something about the theme. There was some interview with Kobe Bryant, and the journalist asked Kobe Bryant how biti najbolji? Kako si ti najbolji?
So the
question
was asked,
he was asked how can you be the best? And what's your secret? And Kobe Bryant tell that every day he work 4 hours on the basics of basketball, and that's all. On the basics, just the shot and the shot from the dribble, and that's all.
Yeah. So another thing, parents, unless you're spending 40 hours a week coaching volleyball, unless you play on a higher level, unless you're learning about volleyball every day, please leave your comments on what your kid needs to work on to the coach. If you pay the coach to coach your kid, let him coach your kid. All right? Don't tell to the coach, hey, my kid needs to work on a service seat. Let your coach decide what that kid needs to work on. It's going to be helpful to you, to the kid, and to the coach. Everybody wins. All right? Let's talk about, this is a cool example, and I think it goes hand in hand, and we just watched the movie I Am Bolt about Usain Bolt, the greatest athlete probably ever lived. And I always tell my athletes, if this man works every day on basics, again, core strength, speed and agility, and I'm talking, this is the fastest man ever lived, how can you afford not to? So what are your thoughts on that? Because we have here, and we talked to our athletes about it, the burnout. We have overbearing, of parents, hey, I don't want my kid getting burnout with 2 practices a week, 1 hour long. Which burnout are we talking about here? Burnout of what?
There's no burnout at the real athletes. Usain Bolt trained for 20 years for about 2 minutes of the race. So look about that. And if the every kid must have his why he wants to play volleyball. But that must have the kid, not the parent, not the coach. Only the kid have inside him his why he want to success. And that's what coach must bring it from the kid, his why.
Yeah. He gotta awaken his why within a kid.
Yeah.
Again, this is just these little recordings are not, I feel like I have a backup because I feel like in Alabama I'm fighting the lions, I'm fighting the parents, I'm fighting the system, I'm fighting the coaches. They're actually teachers in a school that I'm not teaching, I don't know, chemistry because I don't know how to. But if you are in the role of the coach for the season, that is great. But come educate yourself. Spend the time so you can help those kids. I have a 13, 14 year olds that have been working on their jump serves that look good. And they go to the coaches and they say, do not jump serve because you will make a mistake. What type of coaching is that? They are going to make a mistake. They are. They are going to make a mistake. Look at the Olympics, 25-25, going for a gold medal in, I don't know, third game, and somebody misses the serve. It's the part of the game, and the athlete is rarely ever, better say never, doing that on purpose. They miss the serve because of either technical error, which is always there, or mental.
I must say weakness. Something about mistakes. Kako se kaže napredovati?
In order to improve.
If you are not ready to mistake, you're not ready to
improve
yourself.
So you gotta, literally, your success is a whole bunch of mistakes added up.
Yes.
Like you can, like if we put on our kids, go out there and practice, make every pass perfect, hit every ball perfect, put every serve in the game, that's too much pressure. That's where they get insecure every time when they miss a serve. So it's like cycle that we can't get out of.
When kids make mistakes, they must see what that mistake came from, and that's
constructive
criticism, and that's a sports intelligence in the kids. And čekaj, sam što ja kažem za nastavi da pričaš pa ću se setiti.
So. He was like, continue to talk, so I'll remember. But anyways, you guys get a full picture. So let's recap what we talked about. Coaches, be ready to hold your athletes accountable, motivate them, mentor them, instruct them, give them constructive criticism, be honest, encourage, and see the greater potential. Parents, encourage, be their support, be positive. Athletes, do your best. Come to the practice, show up, go home, eat good, sleep good, come back to practice.
On every training, give your best.
Very best. All right, guys, we're going to come back with the next topic soon. Until then, food for thought. Think about this, ask questions. We're here to answer.
Bye. Bye-bye.